So we can safely conclude that I have fulfilled the first pledge I made in the year 2020 by being here and giving this speech. Happy New Year to all of you. Needless to say, returning to Legon always revives happy memories of undergraduate life here more than 50 years ago, particularly of engagements in Volta Hall. And memories of those like Dr. J.B. Dankwa and the cocoa farmers of the time who collaborated and succeeded against great odds in bringing this university into being. History will always remain grateful to their memory. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed rest and abide in the bosom of the Almighty until the last day of the resurrection, when we shall all meet again. Amen.
Amen.
Chairperson, our nation began the year 2020 on a positive note, with many reasons to be optimistic. We were, for three consecutive years, one of the fastest growing economies in the world, with a GDP growth rate averaging 7% per annum. We had become the largest recipient of foreign direct investment in West Africa. We had become a net exporter of food. We had started adding value to our raw materials, and all our children had been guaranteed a minimum of senior high school education. Indeed, we had commenced the process of putting this nation onto the path of sustainable progress and prosperity. Then the pandemic of COVID-19 struck, derailing the progress being made not only in Ghana, but also in all countries, big or small, in the world. It wreaked havoc on the lives and livelihoods of many, and it has led to the death of some 2 million people worldwide. Building Ghana in the face of global crises, the theme of this year's New Year School, with sub-themes emphasizing of the need for improved public health infrastructure, the construction of a resilient economy, provision of inclusive quality education for all, and the creation of sustainable food production systems, is wholly appropriate. And I congratulate the organizers for this choice. All of us have benefited from the erudite exposition of the theme by the renowned international public health specialist, the former Deputy Director General of WHO, Dr. Asamoah Gyan, who in his retirement back home has been acting as the coordinator from the Office of the President of Ghana's COVID-19 Task Force. He has done a yeoman's job and deserves the plaudits of the nation. I've come here to provide you with details of the direction government has taken towards the realization of the theme and sub-theme of this year's New Year School. They are critical to the growth and development of our country. Chairperson, one lesson the pandemic has taught us is the need for us to be self-reliant and self-sufficient. It is essential we continue on the path of ensuring that all the crucial sectors of our economy, such as agriculture, health, education, trade and industry, remain productive and vibrant. COVID-19 has led to a slowdown in economic activities in Ghana. The impact of the pandemic has resulted in a revision in GDP growth for 2020 from 6.8% to 0.9%, and later to 1.9%. On the fiscal front, the combined shortfall in revenues and additional expenditures, estimated at some 25 billion CDs, has led to a revision of the fiscal balance for 2020 from a deficit of 4.7% of GDP to 11.4%. We are already working to reverse these statistics and mitigate the impact of the pandemic. The measures we have taken to achieve this include the reduction of the monetary policy rate to 14.5%, which will help lower lending rates to support credit extension. Reduction of the cash reserve requirement from 10% to 8% for banks to make liquidity available for banks to unlend to critical sectors of the economy. Extension of the deadline for new capital requirements for specialized deposit-taking institutions to December 2021 from the February 28, 2020 deadline to provide temporary relief to SDIs given the current economic conditions. All of these have helped ensure that our economy, according to the Bank of Ghana, is rebounding at a much faster rate than originally anticipated. Businesses have been supported with soft loans and grants amounting to 600 million CDs for micro, small, and medium scale enterprises through the Coronavirus Alleviation Program Business Support Scheme. A 2 billion CD guarantee facility to support large and other businesses has been provided to private schools and pharmaceutical companies affected by COVID-19. The establishment of a national unemployment insurance scheme to provide temporary income support to workers that are laid off has also been set up. The proactive decisions taken by government to fight the pandemic, as well as revitalizing and transforming the economy with a 100 billion CD Ghana Cares or Bantampa program, anchor bright prospects for the medium term. Ghana is currently in the revitalization and transformation phase of the Ghana Cares or Bantampa program. This entails a reduction in the cost of basic services, ensuring food security, support for businesses and workers, strengthening the health system, and passing urgent legislation. It also comprises support to commercial farming, building of Ghana's light manufacturing sector, development of engineering and machine tools, establishment of the National Development Bank, and the growth of Ghana's housing and construction industry. Government recognizes that if we are to succeed in making the transition from a lower middle income country to a modernized high income country, continuous attention must be paid to education. And government has decided that the minimum education to be obtained by all school going children is senior high school education. We believe that the quality of education that our educational institutions produce ultimately will determine the success or otherwise of our nation. In a few years' time, we can guarantee that the basic education for the workforce in our country will be at the secondary level. It is a transformational step we have taken, which should quicken the pace of development all round and give us confidence in our future. We have therefore had to find ways of assuring the prospects of the generation of young people who are the objects of education today and who represent our future. Today, all students in the country's educational structure are back in school, with some doing so after a 10-month break. And government is determined to ensure their safety whilst in school. COVID-19 has presented us with the opportunity to resolve some long-standing problems in the health sector. On our own, we ramped up the domestic production and supply of personal protective equipment to create business opportunities for the local textile and garments industry. By this, we proved to the entire world and to ourselves that we can attain the goal of a Ghana beyond aid. We've taken steps to resolve the problem of infrastructure deficit in the healthcare system once and for all. And that is what has led to Agenda 111 and the start of the building of hospitals around the country. We are upgrading district hospitals where they exist and establishing new ones where they do not. And we're also investing in our next generation of Ghanaian doctors and nurses. In the agricultural sector, several initiatives have been undertaken to create jobs and improve the livelihoods of our people. These initiatives include the program for planting for food and jobs, planting for export and rural diversification, rearing for food and jobs, the introduction of greenhouse technology development to promote production of high-value horticultural crops in a protected environment, the promotion of mechanization services, irrigation development through the provision of irrigation schemes to encourage all-year-round farming and post-harvest management for value addition purposes. All of these have led to increased food production, with Ghana now being classified as a net exporter of foodstuffs to her neighbors. In the industrial sector, government is continuing with its flagship One District, One Factory program, which currently has some 178 factories at various stages of completion. Global automobile companies such as Volkswagen, Nissan, and Sinotruk have established vehicle assembly plants in the country, with others such as Toyota also in the pipeline. This is the first phase of the process leading to the production of Ghana-made vehicles to add to the efforts of Kantanka. Government is also implementing the stimulus package to support viable but distressed businesses, as well as sponsoring the development of an integrated aluminum industry and an iron and steel industry. On 1st January, trading on the Africa Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, which has a market of some 1.2 billion people with a combined GDP of $3 trillion United States dollars, started, with Ghana playing host to the AFCFTA Secretariat. We are determined to enter into a new era of industrialization, and access now to a single continental market will be a game changer on that journey, as it will be key to the ability of businesses in Ghana and on the continent to recover from the adverse effects of COVID-19 and proceed to grow and leverage on the new opportunities available in the new market. Ladies and gentlemen, Madam Chairperson, the recent upsurge in cases of COVID-19 infections tells us that the virus is very much with us. So we cannot afford to abandon the enhanced hygiene and safety protocols that ensure that we are faring much better than many other countries, including some well-advanced developed countries. If we do not adhere to these protocols, all the work that is being undertaken to build Ghana in the face of the global health crisis will fail. Through the advances of science, we now have vaccines which are already being administered in some countries that could help control and eventually end the pandemic. The committee formed by government to recommend the appropriate decision on COVID-19 vaccines has completed its work, enabling government to begin discussions with vaccine manufacturing companies with the goal of ordering the suitable doses of the vaccines for use in Ghana. Details of this will be announced very soon. As I said earlier on in my address, the pandemic has illustrated vividly the need for self-reliance in all areas of social and economic life. It is key that we also break the cycle of dependence on foreigners in the fields of science and medicine as well. It is not beyond our scientists and pharmaceutical companies, whose knowledge and expertise cannot be questioned, to produce an indigenous or Ghanaian vaccine to combat the virus. They must be up and doing. Chairperson, government supports the 72nd annual New Year School and Conference and finds the theme and sub-themes relevant and essential to raise, discuss, deliberate, and find answers to important questions related not only to the COVID-19 pandemic, but also to other health and indeed social crises. We're determined to work with all stakeholders to see us through this crisis and all the challenges it has brought in its wake. We've already put in place various measures to protect the most vulnerable in society from the economic effects of the virus, and will continue to work proactively to protect the citizens from the ravages of the pandemic. Indeed, this too shall pass. I wish you fruitful deliberations and look forward to reading the report of your proceedings. Accordingly, I declare the 72nd Annual New Year School and Conference duly open.